It's Wednesday, September 15th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Business travel and work week length changes in the pandemic, and what new college hires want in a company. This is the Business of Tech. A Bloomberg survey of 45 major global companies found that 84% expect to scale back business travel after the pandemic. According to consulting firm Alix Partners, reasons for business travel are broken down across the following categories: 30% for customer support, 25% for sales and business development, 20% for trade shows and conferences, 20% for internal meetings and training, and 5% for commuting. Airline executives are optimistic that the biggest cuts will come from internal meetings rather than trips supporting customer relationships. Delta Airlines CEO Ed Bastian told analysts last week that corporate travel has held steady, but, quote, it's probably about 90 days plus for that next leg up that we're expecting to see. Bastian said corporate travel won't climb to 60% of pre-pandemic levels by this month, as initially predicted. It's near 40% now. While I'm at it, Zoom is adding live translation to its product, plus expanding whiteboarding into a fully featured app. The company is also working on a hot desking solution. Microsoft, too, with new features. Standout mode, where a presenter can put their video in front of their PowerPoint slides. I'm so focused on the changes to the environment, let's revisit that study reported earlier by Microsoft, the one that showed a decrease in cross-company communication. In there is another data point. The work week at Microsoft has increased by about 10%. The researchers actually say this doesn't necessarily mean employees are working more hours within that longer work week, just the span of time in which work could have occurred, including breaks. Now, why do we care? That insight into where business travel cuts would happen spoke to me. Less about internal meetings and more about business development. I'll buy that, although observe that's from airline executives, not CFOs for the customers. Also note their timelines, a quarter or so more for sure of impact. Consider that a minimum length of time. That Microsoft research around remote experiences speaks to the opportunity for consulting to help customers. Culture and management styles, more than technology alone, will make the difference. There will be continued product enhancements to try and take advantage of the lack of clarity. That's a trend you can rely on. Dig into that research. And a bit more data on what employees are looking for. A poll of college students conducted by Axios and Generation Lab. There's no single issue they expect employers to care about. Instead, it's a range from their reporting. 17% say companies need to pay most attention to racial diversity and inclusion. 21% say climate change. 22% say better pay for low-wage workers. 16% say reskilling or upskilling. And 20% say better healthcare and childcare benefits. Overall, 68% say companies should take public stances on social issues, and another 16% go as far as to say they wouldn't work for a company that doesn't. So I've coupled this other data. It's not easy. Research from Data Solutions says almost two-thirds, 63%, of technology leaders think it will be difficult to become carbon neutral. Despite this, the research showed that 85% plan to be carbon neutral by the end of 2025. And so we're updated. The worker shortage is getting worse. A survey by Alignable, which is a referral network for small businesses, found that between August 15th and September 13th, 66% of members were having a, quote, very difficult time finding workers. Manufacturing, automotive, construction, and restaurants are among the hardest hit industries. Amazon also increased their average starting wage, now to more than $18 an hour, up from an average of $17 in May. Why do we care? Seems like the theme of the day is culture. The tide rises on finding workers. It's not enough, certainly right now, to just list a job and hope for the best. It's also not enough just to be in the middle of the pack on compensation. Organizations need to be building a management and culture style that employees want to be in. Oh, and retain what you have. That's time and energy well spent. If it was easy, everyone would be doing it. Think you know PC-Matic? Think again. PC-Matic is working with MSPs to deliver true zero-trust, default-deny endpoint security, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. A lightweight, simple-to-deploy, and easy-to-manage approach to application allow listing. Layering a default-deny approach provides MSPs of all sizes the ability to focus again on prevention, and PC-Matic delivers this without impacting performance or efficiency. Find out more by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP and ask about their exclusive lead sharing program backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Thanks for listening, and thanks to Cisco for having me today on a panel that got a little spicy. I'm sure the recording's available. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.